Good morning, Audio Boo Land. It's just for 7 o'clock on Friday morning. And, it's quite a nice morning, actually. I'm out walking the dog again. Got school at 9. Although, I'm only at school for maximum a couple of hours today. All the teachers are heading off to San Francisco. Next week. So, I'm not sure when they're going, but we have a couple of hours of school today, and then we're out, and then we're kind of expected to work on our own, on our flash projects, while the teachers are at a conference in San Francisco. I did ask them very politely if they needed someone to come along and film them at the conference. Thought I'd, take my chances with that one, but they very politely said no. We don't, thank you very much. That would have been cool, actually. And it was very cheeky of me to put it out there. But there you go. If you don't ask in this world, you don't get. So, I want to share some exciting news with you regarding 50 Stories for Pakistan. One, that the ebook version will be coming out soon. Probably this weekend, actually. And also, I've been approached by a Brazilian company, a Brazilian publishing company, not the same one who approached me about 100 Stories for Haiti. It's a different company. But there is actually a version of 100 Stories for Haiti out that was translated into Portuguese. I believe they also took some... they got in contact with some Brazilian writers, actually, and got them to contribute some stories. So it's that version is actually 101 stories for Haiti and Rio, because of course there was an earthquake in Rio last year as well. And that book is out. It's by Garimpo Editorial. So if you do a search, it's actually, I think I went to their website last night, and it's right in the front of their website. So if you do a search for Garimpo Editorial, you'll be able to track down the Brazilian edition of 100 Stories for Haiti. But I've been approached by another company from Brazil asking would I like to partner up with them for them to distribute, to translate and distribute 50 Stories for Pakistan on the Brazilian market, which is really, really, really quite an exciting offer. It was the last time when someone came and offered to do that, and it is this time because, of course, it's a really big market, and man, I hate that word. It's a really big market. Yeah, I mean, it really just offers a great opportunity to, get 50 Stories for Pakistan kind of further out there, and raising more money for the Red Cross, basically. I'm going to keep talking to these guys and hammer out some of the details, and hopefully. Very, very soon I'll be able to make an announcement that we are actually do have distribution in Brazil for the book. But for now, it's just, we've exchanged a few emails and we're just talking about it and seeing if we can make it work. But it's a really, really exciting opportunity, so I'm going to pursue it as far as I can, and hopefully, everything will fall into place and, more exciting things will happen. But what do you guys think? I mean, let me know what you think. It all sounds very exciting and stuff, but of course there are some complications in making the book available elsewhere, so to speak, with making sure money goes to charity and all that kind of stuff. But, the company have offered to actually put all the royalties my way, so to speak, so I can make sure that they go the same way as the royalties from the edition that I've put out. So, they've been quite open and generous and about it. So I don't have any big worries about it, to be honest. They seem like quite genuine people, so to speak. And it seems like a very genuine offer. So I don't know. What do you guys think? Brazilian distribution? It would be in English and Portuguese, actually, from what I believe, in Brazil, on the Brazilian book market. What do you reckon? All right, I'm going to keep walking the dog, and have a great day, everyone. See you.